It's of course been a much anticipated, that's the understatement of the year, of the digital year at least, launch, and I think it delivered. Many won't. There are various reasons why they won't. Steve Jobs, the CEO, the boss of Apple, the co-founder of Apple, he started by saying that for a long time now, people have thought there's a gap between what's now called the smartphone and the laptop, the mobile computer. And this has variously been called a tablet or a netbook, but he rapidly dismissed the netbook as simply being a cheap laptop, which essentially is what it is. And he said that Apple wouldn't be ready to produce something until it was better at all the things that one would want it to do, web browsing, applications, and so forth. And he demonstrated, I think, pretty clearly that that's what they've come up with. At first glance, it looks like a giant iPhone. You think that's just a big iPhone. What's the big deal? Okay, and even all iPhone apps run on it, straight out of the box, as you might say. I mean, so you literally just attach it to your computer and sync it with all the apps you've already got on your iPhone, and it will automatically work. So you think that's all it is. But then slowly he revealed more software. He revealed a whole new store. One of the things that Apple has made its own is the nature of selling in an online capacity in dedicated shops. It started with the iTunes store, which sold music famously, billions and billions of tracks of music and albums, and then television shows, whole series, and movies. And then, of course, the App Store for the iPod Touch and the iPhone. This extraordinary whole new market emerged of dedicated little doodads that do all kinds of things on your phone. Some of them brilliant, some of them silly, some of them obscene. And of course, it's been copied by every single manufacturer of either a phone operating system or the hardware. You know, so Nokia have their OV store, and BlackBerry have a BlackBerry World. The Google phone and the Android have their own application store, their market, as they call it. So the thing is spread, and it's what they call in America a game-changing business model. And he's now decided to do this with books. So one of the things that is most obvious about this tablet is that it's going to be a real challenge to the Sony and the Amazon electronic book, the e-books. He announced today a deal with Penguin and Simon & Schuster and HarperCollins and Macmillan and Hachette, who are going to provide books for it. And it's a much more beautiful experience than the ordinary e-book reader, it has to be said. It's really stunning. The display is incredible. The speed of things, absolutely amazing. And no matter what it looks like online, when you handle it, when you have it physically in your hands, you realize this is, again, it is a game changer, and things will alter.